one under advisement. Okay. All right, Mr. Hudson, you put table that.
I'd be interested in anything any other members of the board would like to comment on this application. I believe with the previous survey 15 months earlier than the as-built survey, I am led to believe that the applicant made an honest mistake, especially after the, like I say, the first survey substantiates that he should have been within the building allowance there.
He did get a permit, right? And it said 10 feet on there, but he based his building on where the other 10 foot was off of that survey, correct?
Right.
That line of status.
The previous
that's
survey.
That's what I understood him to say, yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay.
Mr. Workman, you feel that?
Yep, you feel.
Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of based on that. Okay, that having been said then, and if there's no further further discussion then, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move to approve case number 11,297. I believe there is uniqueness to the case, especially with the previous survey, as well as the way the applicant said he laid off his addition. Mm-hmm. I believe there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity as a result of the as-built survey.
Right.
I don't believe it was. Therefore, I also don't believe it was created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,297. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that has just been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,297 is approved.